This week's parsha is Parshas B'Shalach. It's also Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos. Very, very special Shabbos. Every Shabbos is special, but not every Shabbos gets a name. It's a title. This is called Shabbos Shira, Shabbos of Song. And the reason it gets that title, Parshas B'Shalach, is because of the Shira. We sing the Shira as Yashir, the sound of the parsha. Besides the Shira, which definitely has a central part in the parsha, there are a lot of things going on in the parsha as well. The end of the parasha ends off with Mechemes Amalek, with the war which takes place between the Jewish people and Amalek. The Torah tells us at the end of the parasha, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches, Vayavo Amalek. Amalek comes, Vayilachem im Yisrael Birefidim. They fight with Bnei Yisrael. Literally, the Pashup Shad is in Refidim. Refidim is a place. That's where they fight Bnei Yisrael. Next pasuk. Vayim Moshe Yoshua. Moshe says to Yoshua, "Bechar lanu anashim. Go choose us. Go choose men for us, and go fight against Amalek. Tomorrow, I'll be up on top of the mountain with the staff of Hashem in my hand, etc." There's a very interesting question over here. Why does Moshe choose Yoshua to go and lead the war against Amalek? What's going on over here? Moshe could lead the war himself. If you'll tell me Moshe has to go up to the mountain, I don't know, maybe Yoshua should go to the mountain and daven on the mountain and let Moshe lead the war down below. What exactly is it that in Yoshua, that Yoshua has chosen to lead the battle against Amalek? True story, last year, on this week's Parashat Shabbos Shira, we had the schus to name our youngest son Shmuel Yehoshua. Oh. So the name Shmuel was a name that my wife and I really felt attached to and connected to. Not for now.
Good name.
Yeah, we have some Shmuel representation in this year. Very nice. And Yeshua was actually my maternal great-grandfather, my mother's grandfather, who didn't have a name in our family yet, name for him, so we chose his name. But I mentioned then an amazing pshat of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this pasuk, and I want to share with you right now. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, you have to understand a little bit of background over here. It says in the pasuk that Bnei Yisrael fought against Amalek, Birefidim. Chazal understand, Birefidim isn't just a place, but it refers to a status of Bnei Yisrael. What happened there? Chazal say, Bnei Yisrael, Rafu Yedeya Min HaTorah. They were lax, they were weak. When it came to their Torah, to their observance of the Torah, to their commitment to Torah, there was a weakness, a laxity, a non-committal attitude towards their learning, towards Avodah Hashem. Says the Or HaChaim, listen to this amazing Or HaChaim. Nischakim Moshe. Moshe was wise. Kishvikir Avon. When Moshe understood the sin of Bnei Yisrael, which allowed for Amalek to fight against Israel, he was wise. Shulitzad bitul milchemes haTorah. What was it? It was refidim. It was a lack of fighting the fight of Torah. Amar, Moshe said, Ein roi latis the milchama el Yoshua. The man who I need to lead this battle is none other than Yoshua. Shenemar alav, it says about Yoshua, Lo yamish mitoch ha'ohel. Yoshua never left the tent. Be'esek haTorah. Yoshua was a very, very, as we'll see in a minute, a very, very hard worker in Torah. Amar lo shenivcha kiyotzibu. Moshe says to Yoshua, choose men like yourself, men that have an understanding, a commitment of what it means to learn Torah. And that's the defeat Amalek. What's he referring to over here? There's an amazing medrash found in Parshas Pinchas when Moshe is about to leave the world. And Hashem says to Moshe, you know, actually Moshe says to Hashem, I'm leaving, I'm not leaving my people unattended. I'm not leaving the Jews without a leader. Chazal teach us that this story happened right after the story of Bnos Slavchad. Bnos Slavchad said, you know what? We want a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, you know, they're right. Give them a chilek. You know, the inheritance was given to the sons. And they really didn't necessarily deserve a portion, but they made a very, very strong claim. And they got a portion in Eretz Yisrael. But no slavchad. So Moshe says, look, they got their request. It's my turn to get my request too. Moshe had two sons. What were their names? Gershom and Eliezer. Moshe says, you know what? I'm dying. One of my two sons will be the perfect leader for Bnei Yisrael. He turns to Hashem and says, listen, Hashem, they got what they needed. Now it's my turn to get what I need. It says the Medrash, Hashem says to Moshe, I'm sorry. Good idea. And not that your sons are not worthy. Listen to the Medrash. The Medrash doesn't say that Gershom and Eliezer were not worthy, were not of status, of stature to become leaders of Bnei Yisrael. So what does it mean? Says the Medrash, listen carefully. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Moshe, no. You know what it's going to be? Notes there, Te'ena Yochal Piria. The one who guards the fig tree, he will eat the fruit. What does that mean? Banecha Yashvu Lehev Elohasku BaTorah. Your sons sat and they were not Osik BaTorah. They didn't toil, they didn't work hard in Torah. Yoshua Harbe Sheirescha. Yoshua wasn't like that. He served you tremendously. Harbe Chalak L'Chakavod. Yoshua was always busy giving the proper respect to Moshe Rabbeinu. Uaya Mashkin Umare Vesavashacha. He was always the first one there when Shir began. If Shir was called for 9:30, he was there waiting at 9:25 for Shir to begin. Because how can he miss a word of his Rebbe's Torah? It's about unfathomable. I can't miss what Rebbe's about to say. Uaya Misade Sasaf Solid. Yoshua had another job. When it was all, when the seats in the Shir room in the basement were in disarray, were not arranged properly, Yeshua went around and made sure the desks and the chairs were in place so that when people would come to learn, they would have the right place to stay. Who poised machzalos, he would set up the mats on the floor. Says the Medrash, Ho'il v'hu she'rescha b'chol kocho, since he served you with all of his strength, k'dayu she'sham yisrael yisrael. He should be the one to take over the leadership of Bnei Yisrael. Unbelievable Medrash. Just before I continue this thought, I have to tell you a true story that happened this past summer. And I shared this measure with a group of young high school girls. This is not really part of the shmooze, man. I don't really have time to share, but I can't miss out on it. It's such a great story. In my wife's camp in Mechlelet, which is we spend our summer in Reshit, so there's a bunch of Mechina girls, high school girls that come from non-religious backgrounds, not yet religious backgrounds, and they come to spend the summer with us also in the camp, and they have their own program, which is part of my wife's camp also. This past summer, there was a girl that came, and I told her this measure. And I gave the shir in the base medrash. It was in Rishit's base medrash. It's actually funny for me. When I go to Rishit, I always ask, what are all these boys doing here? I'm used to Rishit in the summertime, just packed with high school girls. But okay, anyway, fine. So I gave the shir. I finished the shir. I'm about to leave. I see this girl from public school who doesn't know so much about learning or Torah, but she was listening to the shir very, very carefully. She goes around after we finish the shir and starts arranging every single chair in the room. And putting all the sparring back where they go and making the bench look nice after it was finished. And I was like, blow me down. I was like, just wow. Like, you hear a medrash, you hear that's how Yeshua was chosen to become the leader of Klal Yisrael. So you say, you know what? I could do that. That's not beyond me. I was like, I couldn't. I was like, I called my wife, like, come check this out. This is like, it was such a special thing to see. It was, we hear a nice medrash, okay, it's good. It's for, you know, that was Yeshua. No. What's the point of this medrash? What's the take here, Moshe? What's the yisod over here? Please listen very carefully. This is relevant to all of us, each and every one of us in our own way. I'll tell you a secret. I'm not sure if every single person in this room is a genius. We have some people that are blessed with higher IQs in this room than others. Some are smarter, more book smart than others. Some are more capable in reading texts than others. It doesn't say that was Yeshua's Mila. It doesn't say Yeshua was picked because he was a better read, he could read through a page of Gemara faster than anybody else. In fact, it's very possible that Gershom and Eliezer probably maybe had more skill in learning than Yeshua. Yeshua was picked because he was a hard worker, because he was toiling. And it doesn't just say one dimensional. It wasn't he was toiling over a Gemara only. He was busy setting up the base medrash. He was busy being Mishamesh Moshe Rabbeinu. He was busy involving himself constantly in Torah. And because of that, Moshe said there's no better pick for leading the war against Amalek than Yeshua. This, Rabosa, has to speak to every one of us in our own lives. I mentioned before the Super Bowl the other night, those of you that were there, nice number of you, there's a lot of things you can learn from football, which is Chaza one point that I mentioned that night, which is that on a team of 53 players, yeah, obviously, I knew that, 53 players, everybody has their job. I could be a third string, you know, punter. But I have a job. If I'm a third string punter, my job is not to be the you know, my Mahomie boy. It's not my job. My job is to do my job. Maybe I should work harder, maybe I'll be second string next year, or maybe I'll even make it to the to the big leagues one day. I can actually get on the field really during a game time and actually kick a ball from one side to the other and really be a real punter, not a third string punter. Maybe. Or maybe not. But my job is to do my job. And I both said, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, Avodas Hashem, lahavdil, our job is to do our job the best that we can. In Shemayim, they're not going to ask us, how come we weren't Rabbi David? Because Rabbi David was supposed to be Rabbi David. That's why Hashem gave him the kochot to be Rabbi David. And maybe he didn't give me the kochot to be Rabbi David. But he asked me, and you, and every one of us, in the shir, in the yeshiva, in the world, to work hard. To do our best. To apply ourselves. Maybe your knack is to be in Tanakh. You're going to be a baki atzam in Tanakh. You know about that. Anybody can ask you a question. I know pasuk from Yecheskel. I know all treasure. Maybe not. Whatever. That was a throwback to Hanukkah. Yeah. Whatever the case may be. Maybe it's in Tanakh. Maybe it's Halacha. I mean, Leibowitz came this morning. Genius. Bucky. You know, I went to high school with him. I went to college with him. We're the same age. MTA. I went to YU with him. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's not a genius. He's smart. He's smart. I learned with him many times in my life. He's very smart. Knows a lot of Torah. He's a very hard worker. He applies himself very hard. He was a quote-unquote regular guy like all of us in Yeshiva. And he pounded very hard to Baruch Hashem, establish himself and be a tremendous Marbet Torah nowadays today. I'm not saying anyone should be a Rebbe. It's not our job. Our job is just to be us. But our job, the only way we're going to be the best us we could be is if we're hard workers. Moshe said, listen, going against Amalek. Amalek says, rough with your day, just chill. Come on, chill central. LA, chill central of the world. You know, let's sit back, chill hard. Chill. Life is a big, big, fat chill, and it's all good. Abosai, that's Amalek. Sorry. Amalek says, chill hard, because that's what life's about. And Yeshua, and Moshe says, no. Yeah, you beat Amalek, you work hard. You work hard in Torah, you work hard in Chesed, you work hard in Avodas Hashem, you apply yourself. If you work hard, you're going to be the best that you could be. If you don't work so hard, you take the easy way out, you try to, I'll cut the corner here, I'll cut the corner there, I'll get by, I'll get through. So yeah, so at the end of the day, you're going to cause your own self not to become the best that you could be. We should be Zocher Abosai, to learn from Yeshua, to apply ourselves, to work hard, to become, Be'ez Hashem, the strongest, best version of ourselves that we can be. A wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. Shkoyach. Wow.